praise, Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your miracle seed into the ground. And I want you to begin to know that you're sowing seed that's going to produce ripe fruit. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season in the month of September where you're going to be bold, where you're going to have a lot of ambition, where you will walk into a degree of power and a degree of authority. And with these ingredients, you're going to find that you're going to be able and eager to achieve some new things. For the Lord, there's people meeting you is going to begin to view you as the one with the answers, as the source. They're going to view you as one that is dependable, one that can be counted on, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says, be careful because you may be slightly also accident prone. So watch your footings. Watch how you get up at night so that you don't hit your toes anyplace. Watch driving. Be alert. Be aware. Stay on top of things. Don't allow things to break your focus because broken focus can cause other mishaps. So the Lord says, be aware and be more sensitive even in your surroundings. But also watch where you're at in certain neighborhoods and things of that nature as well. Around the 5th of the month, around about the 29th of the month, the Lord is going to give you the ability to begin to set some goals because God says your social life is going to begin to take a real boost and go up. And you're going to find that you're going to meet someone who's going to be who can help you attain some kind of a goal or something that you're seeking to do. Now, I do feel that around the 24th suggests that you may soon have an opportunity to do some rewarding work behind the scenes. If possible, the Lord says avoid crowded places and polluted areas around the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st because something could try to affect your lungs, but also protect your lungs during that season and watch what you inhale and things of that nature, fluids or anything of that nature. Just stay on top of things so that no cold end up setting in, which can end up producing fluids or something around the chest area. Watch breathing. Watch places that maybe have gases or things that is not healthy for your lungs, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the month for new creativity and new self-expression. But Father God says you're going to be busy about the social D this month. And I hear Father God saying this is the month to even begin to take a new course. For Father God says, make up your mind and stand by your choices. I do hear Father God saying, do not doubt your abilities, nor those around you, those you may be connected to in partnerships and or relationships, or even those you may have social contacts with. Father God says this is also the season where he's calling you into a deeper level of study. I do hear Father God saying new spiritual understanding and new spiritual priorities in this month. Father God says, as you seek your spiritual priorities and focus on the things of God, you're going to find your answers. Father God says, this is also the month where you're going to begin to take the opportunity to look into investing, financial favor, financial ventures. I also hear Father God saying group activities are highly favored concerning the things of investing. I hear Father God saying you may be offered a special opportunity to join a group or and or financial investors. So Father God says be open, dot every I, cross every T, read the fine print on the documentation and ask more questions because Father God says this is something that will benefit you and bless you. And I further hear Father God saying do pack your bag for travel, long term and short term, for business as well as pleasure. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, dear friend, thank you once again. I want you to listen to the word from the team of the prophets, and I will be right back.
God bless you, Brother DeCarlos. I just hear God saying, there's something with the entertainment industry. I don't know if you're working in entertainment or a promoter. I see God blessing you and touching you in that area. I see God touching children. I don't know if you have any children, but God is touching the children that are around you or that you are connected to. And God is going to bless a relationship that is a part of your life. I don't know if you're dating a young lady or if you're married, but God is going to touch and bless a relationship that you are involved with. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you not to be hasty in this season, but God is saying for you to relax and let go, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that you're going to be building because God says you are a builder. I'm hearing God say that you're going to be the one who's going to be bringing others together. I'm hearing God calling you to counsel to his people, to your family. And God says that there's a promotion for you. So God says for you to prepare, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Brother Ikalo. The Lord says, don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Commit yourself unto the Lord and let your thoughts be established. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother DiCarlo. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, dot every I and cross every T. Father God, say new structure and new order. Father God says, do not look back, man of God. I do hear Father God say this is the season to pay attention to home and family. Father God says, don't make any hasty decisions, man of God, because this is the season where Father God says, be slow to anger and quick to pray. Father God says, this is the season where you're coming within in this season, and you're not going to look without. Father God says, study to show yourself approved. And Father God says, study yourself in this season. For Father God says, you're in a season of character building and self-development. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place and a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Bless you, DeCarlos Williams. Thank you for the seed of $44.44. Power and authority I give unto thee, and you're going to see success in this season, and you're going to know that I am with thee, for I will touch thee. Now the Lord says, come and stand to my presence, for I will do great things for thee. And in your time of prayer and in your time of solitude, you will see that I will open up doors, and I will speak unto thee, and I will show thee new things in this season. And as you're moving about in this season, the Lord says unto thee, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, for the enemy is trying to break your focus. He says, stay focused, for he's trying to break your focus. And if he breaks your focus, then you can begin to become high strung, losing things, because the enemy's trying to steal from thee. He's trying to take from thee. He's trying to cause you to worry and fear. But the Lord says, cast your cares upon me, and I will surely cause you to prosper. And you will come into a season of an opportunity for great success that I shall bring before thee. And I will cause you to look and see and know all that I have, that I shall bring before thee. And I will take you, yea, saith the Lord, even into the mountaintops, and I will show you all the things that I will show thee, and that I will have thee walk into. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time of power, and you will see that your dreams shall become a reality. You will begin to see and know that God says, I guarantee thee that I'm going to bless you, and I will cause you to prosper. For this is an hour where the Lord says, guard your emotions and all that you do. Don't make decisions out of your emotions. Don't make decisions out of your flesh. Don't allow anybody to cause you to make decisions out of haste. For you must stay in the presence of the Lord and let him guide you. Let him lead you. And as you master your emotions, you're going to prosper. But if you don't master them, you can end up losing areas or allowing your emotions to get in the way of business and work, and you can end up losing. So the Lord says, keep your mind on me, for I will cause you to rise to the top. And that is the word of the Lord. Thank you for your miracle seed.